Hello everyone, good evening and welcome to tonight's podcast. My name is Tomi and thank you for tuning in, and I'm so excited about tonight's topic, and it's so amazing because this is what we need to talk about, this is what we need to share, and this is what we just need to know. Yeah, so tonight's topic is titled, "What Exactly is Love?" And thank you guys for sticking by this girl. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Thank you for your support. It means so much to me. Thank you, thank you. I just want you to sit back, enjoy every bit of tonight's podcast. Don't go nowhere. Everyone deserves to love and to be loved in return. And by now, I think you know I'm big on, you know, treating people the way you want to be treated, and love people the way you expect them to love you. But something beats me, and it is, you know, claiming you love people and still hurt them at the same time. You claim you love your wife so much. You claim, oh, she's the love of your life. She's the everything. She's everything to you. She is your dream come true. You know, all these adjectives, all these words. And yet, you cheat on, you know, on her with random girls or even a specific side chick. And this brings me to the question of, what exactly is love? Maybe to you, love is fulfilling your obligations as a married man or a married woman. But if I go by the definition of what love is according to 1 Corinthians 13 verse 4, it says love is patience, love is patient, love is kind, love does not envy, love does not boast, and the likes. I know deep down in your heart, you might say, oh, this kind of love isn't realistic. As a man cheating on his wife, have you ever pictured your wife with another man having intercourse? You know, just think about it. That is hard, right? Now imagine your wife having that psychological appearances all the time. That's so harsh and unfair. So I just as I mentioned, I'm big on, you know, treating people the way you want to be treated. You don't want your wife to, you know, to misbehave. You don't want your wife to do, you know, like you do. And you, at the same time, you are still claiming to love her, and yet you're still cheating on her. I don't get it. If you as a woman are having all the love and attention from your man, please do not take it for granted. So this is just you know, very short. I just want to encourage us to follow the Bible definition of love. Love is patient, love is kind. You can't claim to love people, you can't claim to love someone and not be kind to them. They are in need of something, or probably they need your suggestion on something, or, you know, and you're like, oh, no, I don't have time for this, I don't have time for that. Love isn't unkind. Love isn't selfish. You know, a lot of people, they go into relationship because of what they want to derive from such relationship, because of what they get to, you know, they get to be offered in such relationship. Love isn't like that. So I know that, just as I mentioned earlier, that some people will be like, oh, this kind of love is not realistic. But it is realistic. It is so realistic. So I don't like the idea that people just come up and say, oh, I love you, you are the love of my life. Like, if people know what love, what it entails, I think probably this word, I love you, I love you, will take, you know, will take people, you know, it will take people time. It will take them, you know, so much commitment in their hearts to be able to say, I love you. Not the general word that everybody says today. You meet a girl today and tomorrow you're already telling her, I love you. How now? Please tell me how. So this is just it. Today is more of a TED talk. I don't have much to say. Thank you for listening to my podcast. And if you have, you know, contributions, comments, feedback, I would like to, you know, hear from you. I'd like to, you know, hear your contribution. I would like to share your contribution. Thank you and have a good night.